On behalf of Ambassador Patriota, let me congratulate you, Madam Secretary General, on the insightful report prepared for UNCTAD 16. Brazil aligns itself with the statement delivered by G77 in China and would like to remind all that the Bridgetown Covenant identified four key areas, trade, investment, finance, and technology, as essential for achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. However, as we know, SDGs are unfortunately off track. It is clear that we must accelerate our efforts, and UNCTAD has a pivotal role to play in supporting its members in shaping a better future. Historically, UNCTAD conferences have been accurate in their assessments of systemic failures and the recurring crises faced by the world. UNCTAD's warnings and impartial evaluations have often gone unheeded or inadequately addressed, and it's more critical than ever to strengthen UNCTAD's roles and capacities. To revitalize UNCTAD, we do not need to redesign its mandate. The existing mandate is particularly well-suited to addressing current challenges, such as the need for structural transformation to reduce dependence on commodities, frameworks for digital governance, integration of artificial intelligence into economic and social systems, the rise of protectionism amid geopolitical tensions, and the urgent transition of developing countries to sustainable economies. At UNCTAD 16, we must confront these challenges and shape an organization capable of delivering outcomes that truly benefit developing countries. Brazil supports multilateral, concerted action, genuine political will, and sincere efforts in negotiations that prioritize solidarity and consensus building. We believe that UNCTAD's mandate can be collectively strengthened through its three pillars of action: consensus building, research and analysis, and technical cooperation. We call on all members to engage actively and constructively in the preparatory process for UNCTAD 16. Brazil urges a constructive preparatory process, culminating in an agreement that benefits all members, particularly developing nations. Our goal is an outcome that promotes a fair and equitable world economic order, avoids repeating past mistakes, and paves the way for immediate and inclusive progress. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.